This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging us not to settle. Recently, we've been studying about the miracles of the prophet Elijah. We talked about how God worked through Elijah to bless the poor widow and to give the rich Shunammite woman a son. One day, Elijah approached this woman and said, "About this time next year, you'll give birth to a son." And true to his word, the following year, she gave birth to a son. However, years later, her son became ill while he was working in the fields with his father. He complained of a severe headache, and shortly thereafter, the boy was pronounced dead. His mother, who Elijah had blessed in the first place with this child, would not accept his death. She saddled up her donkey and began to quickly travel to Elijah so that her child's life could be restored. When Elijah first learned about this child's state, he gave his servant specific instructions on how to heal the boy. Of course, the servant traveled to the boy, but the child still didn't awake. The woman turns to Elijah and says, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." Elijah knew this mother meant business. He quickly arose and traveled to this woman's son to save him. Not only did this mother not give up about her child's life being restored, but she didn't settle. She knew that God was working through Elijah, not his servant. And the same can be true for you. Do not settle for anything less than God's blessings. And as you remember that, cling to these words. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. James 1:12. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't settle.